Many members of Congress enjoy politically safe districts. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says their districts are too safe, adding that the average margin of victory in the U.S. House was 37 percentage points in last November's election. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols checked out whether Schwarzenegger pumped up his figure.
Arnold Schwarzenegger won't be hosting The Apprentice anymore, and he recently squashed rumors he's running for U.S. Senate. But the movie star-turned-Republican politician is continuing his fight against gerrymandering, where elected leaders draw their own political boundaries to maintain safe districts. Here he is in a recent Facebook video.
Gerrymandering has created an absurd reality that politicians now pick their voters instead of the voters picking their politicians.
He made a related claim that caught our attention. He said on Twitter that House members enjoyed lopsided victories in last November's election, with Republicans and Democrats winning by 37 percentage points on average. He blamed gerrymandering for the huge margin. To check this out, we spoke with politics professor Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College, east of Los Angeles.
Arnold's claim is correct. Members of the House of Representatives win by large margins.
Pitney crunched the numbers and placed the margin at 39 points. Researchers at the elections website Ballotpedia.org also crunched the numbers and placed the margin at 37 points, the exact number cited by Schwarzenegger. In the end, we found there is evidence to support Schwarzenegger's claim, and there's nothing inflated about it. We rated it true. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.